Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to Day 16. Well, we're a little over halfway through the month, and you're negotiating the big middle, so I'm going to take a step back and talk in some depth about something that I keep touching on throughout all these episodes, and that is pleasing yourself. Now, for once in my career, I have not given this podcast an explicit rating, so this is going to be about pleasing yourself as a writer. Early in your writing career, writing your novels, writing your stories, can feel a bit like learning to drive a stick shift. When you learn to drive a stick shift, no matter how motivated you are, the process is incredibly frustrating. There's all sorts of timing to get right, there's moving parts. You're not just learning how to make a car stop and go like you do in an automatic. You're learning how to control torque output and weight distribution in the car, and that's after you actually manage to get it off the line and started, which, for a lot of us, is where the first real fail point comes in. And it's because there's all these moving parts. Yeah, and you'd think there'd only be two more moving parts in a stick shift than there is in an automatic, which would be the clutch and the actual gear shifter. But there's more than that because they add combinations to everything else, so it increases the level of difficulty by about double for a lot of people, sometimes more. As you're learning to drive a stick, most people wind up trying to keep in mind this laundry list of the things they need to do. I've got to put the clutch in order to start the ignition. Then I've got to put the car into gear. Then I've got to take the handbrake off. Then I've got to very slowly pull the clutch out till I feel it start to grab. And then I've got to add just the right amount of gas in order to get the car moving. And then I've got to remember that I'm in reverse and I've got to look backwards and I've got to back out of the parking space. And then I've got to hit the brake, but I've got to put the clutch in before I hit the brake so I don't stall the car. And then I've got to repeat the whole process in first gear to go forward. And that will drive you crazy. It's just too much to keep track of. And that's why it takes a goodly amount of practice in order to drive a stick shift and drive it well. Writing is like that. All the stuff that we've talked about so far, all the stuff I'm going to talk about later, all the stuff you read in English class, it's tempting to try to keep that all in your head at the same time, and it's as if you're operating this amazingly complex manufacturing machine, and you have to get all the dials and switches and button presses exactly right and right on time in order for, bing, a book to pop out the other end. And the first few times you write through a novel, or the first few times you write through a short story, it can really feel like that. And in the process, you're likely to miss the one thing that's more important than anything else, and that is pleasing yourself. You're in this because you have stories to tell. You love fiction, you love adventure, you want to make other people have those same feelings that you had when you first ran into the book that changed your life. And for all of you, it's going to be a different book. But all of us have those one or two books that we read early on that made us fall in love with fiction in a way that nothing since has ever equaled, and nothing before even came close to. And as a writer, you're trying to do that to the next generation of readers. You're trying to inflict on them the pleasure and delight and angst and twisty suspense that were inflicted on you when you were young enough to be really susceptible to it. And you have to keep that in mind through all of this process, through learning all of these points of craft and discipline and ergonomics and all of this stuff. You have to keep in mind that you are in this business so that you can make a career, because this podcast is for people who are looking to make a career out of this, so that you can make a career out of pleasing yourself. This is about having fun. This is about sharing joy. And you can have fun and share joy even when you're going to some very dark places, because you're taking something out of yourself and showing it to people, and it's something they've never seen before. And the joy, even with really dark things, the joy is in that sharing. So please, remember, through all of this, no matter how stressful it gets to you, make sure that you keep in the front of your mind that you are in this to have fun, that you're in this to please yourself. As long as you're pleasing yourself and you're improving your craft and you're sticking to it, the chances are very, very good that you will, sooner or later, find an audience that thinks that your words were spoken just for them. And that audience is priceless. I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.